On this week's AP Religion Roundup, fear and anger dominate Jewish and Muslim communities after the Hamas attack in Israel and the war in Gaza. Friday calls to prayer were surrounded by shouts of protest in Muslim communities around the world. Worshippers gathered at mosque for the first Friday prayer since Hamas militants attacked Israel, igniting the latest Israel-Palestinian war. Hamas staged a shocking and brutal attack on Israel 1 week ago. In response, Israel declared war against Hamas, and strikes have devastated Gaza neighborhoods.
Prego per quelle famiglie che hanno visto trasformare un giorno di festa in un giorno di lutto.
Days afterward, Pope Francis said he was praying for those who were killed and injured on a Jewish day of celebration, transformed into a day of mourning. He also said that those attacked have a right to defend themselves, but he worried about the siege of Gaza and innocent victims caught in the conflict.
Ci sono state molte vittime innocenti.
Imran Salha, an imam at the Islamic Center of Detroit, says Israel should be held accountable for the treatment of Gaza civilians.
Muslims have nothing against Jews. Muslims have everything against oppressors, and the Zionists are oppressors. And so if we are going to be serious about being moral arbiters, being in an educational society, okay, if we are going to be serious about that, let us hold the Israeli Zionist regime accountable.
Das Morden der Hamas. Es hat noch kein Ende.
German President Frank-Walter Steinmeier said Friday was a day of fear for Jews after a Hamas leader called for new acts of violence against Jewish communities worldwide.
Deutsche Juden ist der heutige Freitag.
New York City stepped up security at schools and houses of worship in the face of the general threats. And New York Governor Kathy Hochul says they are taking precautions, but there have been no specific threats in the state.
The safety of New York's Jewish communities is not up for debate. We will stand in solidarity with our Jewish friends and neighbors today, tomorrow, and every day. There is no call to violence that will shake that conviction, and there's no evil we are unwilling to confront.
I'm Walter Ratliff.